One of America's biggest rock bands is also one of its smallest. The White Stripes is a hard rock duo. Jack White on guitar, Meg White on drums. That's it. The band draws from blues and punk in equal measure, but their latest release is inspired by a pop song from the 50s.
Conquest. Hey, was that to make a conquest?
That's Patti Page. You might know her from her hit, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Here, singing her much more sultry Conquest. It's a song Jack White wanted to sing for years.
Conquest. She was just another conquest.
Conquest is the A-side on three new vinyl singles from the White Stripes. The B-sides are new songs. In putting out this set of vinyl singles, Jack White says he and Meg had help from another rock star and innovator, Beck.
I was at his house once and saw his little studio in the back. I said, is it all right if me and Meg come over and just record a couple of songs over there? And he said, well, I just moved. And I said, oh, maybe next time or something. But he called back the next day. He goes, I'll set something up. Why don't you guys come by? And we went over there, and he had set up a whole studio in his living room. You know, and I had written a song on the plane on the way out there, which was It's My Fault for Being Famous. So it was a good little session there.
Was part of doing it in Beck's living room that B-sides are supposed to be a bit ragged?
Well, the problem with B-sides is it's almost like, okay, well, go and write some mediocre songs, you know?
Right, because that's the tradition. The B-side is like it sounds. There's the A-side. And
yeah.
Then the not-so-great song that has to be on the other side, but also... Good for you. So you don't
well,
have
it's
any
like,
B-side.
Well, you know what I mean? You go and write some songs, and you're supposed to be like, well, don't make them too good, because then, you're throwing them away or something, quote unquote. You know what I mean? I really love B-sides, because it gives you a new chance to breathe some new life into a whole project that you were already working on. It's almost like the stepchildren of the project of the album. At Beck's house, I said, do you know any trumpet players could come in? We could do an acoustic version of Conquest. He said, no, but there's a place in L.A. where mariachi bands just wait in this square for people to hire them for barbecues and parties.
Right.
So while we were working on a song, we asked if somebody could go over there and check us, see if there was anybody there, and they went over, and she called back and said, do you want a four-piece or a five-piece band? So right. We said, yeah, we'll take a five-piece band.
Then in the strange way things happen. Roles were reversed from that day. The hunted became the huntress. The hunter became a prey.
It so lends itself to this treatment.
Yeah, it sure does. I've always been interested to what was the whole point of the song Conquest. I thought it might have been from a movie. It sounds so cinematic. And I finally got the chance to talk with Patti Page. And she couldn't remember the recording session at all, so
no.
That was funny. But she said, you got to remember, Jack, when we recorded back then, you did four songs in 3 hours, and if you were doing a whole album, it was 2 3-hour sessions. So you can't really expect me to remember that one 20-minute moment in 1952.
You said just now that you wrote It's My Fault for Being Famous on the plane. And interesting, because in the lyrics, you are at one point in LAX. That's the Los Angeles International. Did that song come out of an experience before you got on the plane the day you wrote it?
Yeah, but it had been the last time I was in LAX, and I was wondering if it was going to occur again. There was a bunch of paparazzi idiots sort of hanging out around there, and they're just sort of waiting for somebody else to get there, you know, someone real famous or something, and then I would just happen to walk in or whatever, so they were just killing time by kind of harassing me. And one of them had said the phrase, oh, it's like an animal in a cage. You know, he's trying to rile me up. And he said the phrase, oh, it's like an animal in a cage, isn't it? And I thought, wow, to taunt another human being to make money off him, you know, really kind of stuck with me.
I'm at the LAX, just a check in my bag. When up comes a little paparazzi scumbag. I took a laptop, slapped him up beside his head. The cops want to know why I left him for dead.
Joe, you fantasized about smacking him on the head with the laptop. That didn't happen. That's what writing songs is all about. Right?
Well, yeah. The idea was, you know, who's more accountable, like in the characters in the song, you know, sort of the police are asking this character, why'd you do it?
But it ain't her fault for being ruthless. Ain't her fault.
my fault for being famous.
You have a song that was on your last album, Icky Thump, that is right at the heart, if I may say so, of what people think of the White Stripes, and that's the blues. And the song is Rag and Bone.
Rag and Bone!
I think the part of it I'd want to hear is the part that speaks to the part of the White Stripes that is about making old things that other people might think are useless or just junky something new.
Hey, if you ain't gonna use it, just give it to us. We'll give it a home. Well, I hope they got something shiny for me. Anybody got a Christmas tree?
When you think of what you can use for the music, what is the treasure chest of old things that you like to rifle through musically?
One thing we've always tried to avoid in the White Stripes is all those words that I can't stand that start with R, such as retro and relic and reissue and recreate, all that stuff. All I know is I just want my stuff to sound as soulful as I can.
I saw some stuff in your yard. Are you going to give it to us?
Aw, Meg, don't be rude.
Or not.
They might need it.
These characters in that Rag and Bone that you played, that's an English term for junk men, you know, who come by on a cart and they scream out Rag and Bone and you're supposed to bring out your junk to them. And I liked this idea. As someone as artists and songwriters and performers, I sort of scrounge around for people's problems and try to make something out of them.
Jack White of the White Stripes. Hear his take on playing Elvis in the new movie Walk Hard at our music website, npr.org/music. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.